Water everywhere. That's usually a great thing, especially in these hot summer months. Except if you're Sue, who has water in her hallway. Sue, what
Oh.
happened?
I have no idea. That's why I'm hoping you people will be able to help me.
Are you swimming?
No, it's just the hardwood floors are wet.
Now, is it
Ooh.
after a rainfall? Let's start with the basics.
Right.
It is after a rainfall. Okay, so it is a roof leak.
Right. No, I don't know. We've been up in the attic and we've looked when it rained and everything's dry. There's nothing dripping. It's got a crawl space because it's an older home and we
Right.
crawl underneath and we can say, yeah, it's damp
And
under here.
are we near or underneath any bathrooms?
Nope.
Okay.
What is underneath? Do you know what your subfloor is underneath your hardwood?
It's just, I believe, board.
Do you have a mischievous child that's pouring a little water and saying, "Hey, Ma, check this out"?
No, they're all
Okay.
gone.
All right. Well, if it's a roof leak, here are the most common places where roofs leak. And surprisingly enough, they're not right through the shingles. Typically, it's where a plumbing pipe goes through the roof, like a vent pipe, or a chimney, or the roof changes directions. And you can get a leak that happens up higher on the roof and then runs down the roof rafters in the attic and then drips down somewhere lower. So you say you've been looking around that area. The first thing I would do is try to visually connect that spot of the roof with the area of the hallway that you're finding to be wet. And I would look up above that to see what could possibly be letting water in to that area and letting it drain down and then drip out.
I have a
Because it,
suggestion.
sure.
What if, how do we know, especially since this is happening after rainy weather, how do we know that it's not condensation from the moisture and the warmth coming up from the crawl space underneath?
Well, usually condensation is not going to puddle on the first floor of a house. If you have condensation from a crawl space, it usually gets the beams really damp and drippy, and then you'll see that downstairs when you're crawling around in it. You actually, I mean, I've gone through crawl spaces and had that water running off the beams, but I've never seen the condensation come up to the floor surface. It's more likely it's coming down a wall cavity somewhere from above.
Right, and it wouldn't be touching the walls, it just is the floor.
Right, well, it could be running down and finding a gap and just kind of running out across the floor. But you need to look at that roof. If it's tied into rainfall and you're telling me you're nowhere near any plumbing pipes or bathrooms, then it's got to be in that roof. It's got to be starting up there and working its way in. And the most common places are around a pipe or around a chimney or where the roof comes together and meets another part of the house.
And would you notice it if the insulation would be wet? No.
You may or you may not, because the water could be falling straight through that insulation, and it, you know, really not may not be that apparent. What you might want to do is pick up the insulation in that area and see if it's wet underneath it.
Okay, I sure do appreciate it.
All right, give it a shot, and if that doesn't work out, call us back. 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.